Welcome to Seth's Daily Podcast. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. I want to thank you guys for subscribing. This is really the true first episode of something political. I know I interview elected officials, but this is what my thoughts is what's going on in the country and stuff. Joe Biden has lost a lot of jobs. He signed an executive order to shut down the pipeline that costs approximately 11,000 jobs, and approximately in 2022, I believe, it'll cost 1.2 million jobs. At least that's what I see. And, seems like Joe Biden, all he cares about is costing America jobs. And clearly we know Donald Trump got the election stole from him. And Facebook will fact-check me on everything. They fact-checked me on something I shared from YouTube on Joe Biden saying that he will build the most extensive voter fraud organization in history. And if you do not believe me, here's it coming out of Joe Biden's mouth.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
How can you fact check something when it comes out of an individual's mouth? Joe Biden said he put together the biggest voting fraud organization in American history. He said extensive voter fraud organization in American history. How can you fact check me when he said that out of his mouth? There's news out of Virginia as well, as I seen tonight. I will look it up. Let's see if I can find it. There was news out of Virginia. Let's see if I can find it. Of voter fraud. Well, looks like Facebook took it off. No surprise there. Facebook took off the voter fraud thing from Virginia. There was somebody that got arrested for like voter fraud in Virginia. So Trump pretty much won Virginia too. Now here it is. Judge rules Virginia late election law changes for mail-in ballots were illegal. If you go by that, that means in Pennsylvania and it was illegal, too, to allow mail-in ballots after the election. I mean, come on, man. We know he got the election stole from him. And, yeah. I mean, it's clear as day he got the election stole from him, man. And here's something really funny. I mean, it's just craziness, man. It's funny how people just don't even want to acknowledge that he got the election stole from him, man. It's ridiculous. And Joe Biden is destroying freedom of speech. He is destroying jobs. And I expect the gas prices to go up. This has been Seth's Daily Podcast. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. Y'all have a good day, and God bless.